Good morning, everyone. I'm running a little late this morning. That's one of the advantages of being retired, is you can sleep in. When I was working every day, I had to be, more on a rigid schedule. So, bear with me. It's one of the great things about Facebook is you can go on here anytime and tune in to see what somebody has to say. This morning I'm going to be reading from Poems for Edification, Volume 3, and hopefully it will be a blessing to you. I want to welcome you, Bez. Inokolu, and any others that join us, welcome aboard as well. First one is entitled, Why We Are Here. Why We Are Here. Have you ever thought about why you're here? Was it just, have you ever, in this present life, have you ever just grown to hate? Welcome aboard, John Doe. I had someone recently tell me they were going to take their own life. The person said she was tired of all this strife. Life can be a bitter pill and cut you like a knife. Welcome aboard, MJ Ebolus and Linda Freeman. Welcome aboard. There's no answer for, there's an answer for sinners in God's holy word. When you suggest this to some, they think it's absurd. They might say, this would never work for me. To see what good God should say in light of eternity. Only God can reveal himself to lost souls. He does their destiny, their future controls. I told this angry person who threatened to take her own life that she could only do it if God had ordained this flight. Welcome aboard, Edie Vanilla. The next one is entitled, There Are Many Things I Don't Understand. There are many things I don't understand, but I constantly must affirm he has the future in his hands. But we have the wonderful news contained in God's word, how he came to die for the sheep that are of God's herd. Before creation, it was determined by the Father and Son that Christ would die for his people. The price has been paid. It's done. This is the greatest news for those lost and dead in sin, that Christ has come and died to purchase eternal life for them. For all that the Father had given will come to him. Again, I'm reading from Poems for Edification, Volume 3 this morning. Welcome, Purim Shahzad, as well. The next one, I've been studying through the book of Lamentations, and there's a chapter in there that says that his mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. So this is entitled, His Mercies Are New Every Morning. I'm glad God's mercies are new each day. This gives the child of grace comfort along the way. Without the continued mercies of God, we would be hopelessly helpless to praise and laud our Savior, Redeemer, and Friend. Thank God that His mercies and grace shall never end. Okay, the next one. Welcome aboard, Kurum, Shahzad, Evans, Koya Guy, and Kenny Dias. Next was entitled, The Land, The Lord Buildeth Up Zion. Zion walls will stand forever because God has built her up. He has suffered greatly for her having drink of the most bitter cup. Her walls are sustained by the greatest architect of all time, secured by the purchase of the most sublime. She has been maligned, attacked, ridiculed, and cast down, but her master builder holds a scepter and wears a crown. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and sustains her with love, sent from the Father from heaven above. Zion's walls will stand forever. Her walls are secure, and God's blood-bought people will be eternally secure. Welcome aboard Lee Rogers and Andre Barros. The next one is entitled, Daily Trials Will Soon Cease. Daily trials will soon cease when we reach our eternal rest, when this world shall pass away and we're no longer in distress. With all the pain and suffering that we must endure, and in the arms of our Heavenly Father will bring boundless joy, I am sure. Daily trials will soon cease when we go home to be with Him, who gave Himself a ransom and died for His people's sins. No more daily trials to plague and give us grief. We have reached eternal glory, the place of eternal relief. Daily trials will soon cease when my soul will take its flight, never again to be awakened in the middle of the night. With this pain plaguing my body and the tests of this cursed earth, I praise the King of Kings for giving me new birth. Daily trials will soon cease and I won't remember the past, for my tears will be all wiped away, never again to last. Eternal joy will be my portion as I rest within His arms. Daily trials are now over. I now can see His charms. There's more power with God than is with Satan. There's more power with God than is with Satan. We're on the winning side. This is the next one. I was going to go right into that one. Okay. There's more power than with God than is with Satan. We're on the winning side. With banners unfurled, we'll tell the universe that Jesus is captain and we are His bride. There's nothing to fear, for Jesus is near, whatever the conflict may be. With Christ as our King, we most certainly know that He has won the victory. There's more power with God than be with the devil. Lord, open our eyes to see the mountains around and chariots abound. We're trusting alone in Thee. The devil may boast and marshal his host and fight in the battle array, but Christ is the King. He victory will bring. He certainly has won the day. Welcome aboard Andre Barros and Lee Rogers. The next one is entitled, As We Get Older. As we get older. As we get older and our bodies are wearing out, we begin to realize we will soon depart this life, and that there is no doubt. What once seemed so important is now not important at all. The kind of house you live in or the kind of car you drive. Now one's focus seems more on how to stay alive. With all the aches and pains and the thought processes too, seems to be slowing down, makes you examine yourself anew. Of course, this degenerative process is a result of the fall and sin. It makes me rejoice in the fact that I've been born again. Had I never been born the first time into this accursed earth, I never could experience the joy of the new birth. The anticipation to be eternally with Him makes it worth all the challenges being born again, dying, and going to be with my best friend. In heaven there will be no aches, pains, or mental deficiencies there, just a constant joy and peace where we will know His care. Okay, the next one is titled, The Beauty of the Earth. The Beauty of the Earth. When I look at the beauty of the earth with all its majesty, I can't help but be reminded how the Creator died on the tree. The very tree He made just for the sacrifice and placed there, He paid the price for me. I'm sure the beauty at Mount Calvary was serene when the Redeemer hung there in agony and pain. But on resurrection morning, the beauty must have burst forth with the glory of our Savior and all creation clapping its hands in praise, showing Him its pleasure. Yes, the beauty of the earth reveals a mighty Creator and King, and most importantly, the angels in heaven sing, worshiping the Lamb that was slain, He our redemption did bring. Next one is entitled, There's Never a Time and Never a Place. There's never a time and never a place when and where I should not praise Jesus for His amazing grace. To come and die for a sinner like me, my praise should ring out for eternity. Lord, help me to be ever thankful for what You have done for me. Dying for me, the purchase is done. It was not completed without the awful cost of the most bitter agony You experienced at the cross. Please always help me remember what You did for me when You suffered and died at Mount Calvary. There's never a time and never a place when or where I should not praise Jesus for His amazing grace. Well, we have a good group that's joined us this morning. And I hope that you have a blessed day in the Lord. I can't see all of the guests on there. I can only see about 10 at a time. But the ones that I can see on my screen are Yabez, John, Doug, Linda Freeman, Eddie, Danielia, Kerem, Shazad, Evan, Guy, Kenny Dias, Lee Rogers, and Anita Barros. The next one is entitled The Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace has spoken, and His sheep have heard. Peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. The Prince of Peace has spoken, and His sheep have heard. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd giveth His life for the sheep. The Prince of Peace has spoken, and His sheep have heard. My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me. As Thou hast given Him power over flesh, all flesh, that He should give eternal life to as many as Thou hast given Him. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Yes, the Prince of Peace has spoken, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. The next one is entitled, The Glory of God and the Great City, New Jerusalem. The light of the city is like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And the city is pure gold like transparent glass. All kinds of jewels make up this great city, we are told. Sapphire, chalcedony, emerald, and pearls, and gold. And there is no temple in this city, we are told. For the Lord God Almighty, the Lamb, are the temple and the light of it. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. If you hear snorting, it's little Tulip, my dog, in the background. She loves to get that morning attention. Sometimes she doesn't get all the attention she wants. Light versus darkness. The sun brings light in our world and brightens our path and gives us heat. The Son of God gives us spiritual light to our soul to make our path a joyful retreat. Darkness in the middle of the night is absence of any light. Satan is full of darkness and leaves the sinner with his plight. The sunshine gives our plants and flowers life anew. The Son of God does the same thing to our spirits too. Darkness brings the chill and hides our view. Satan and his kingdom does the same thing too. The sun always comes up after the storm to take away the darkness, keeping us from harm. The Son of God has shined His light into our hearts and gives us peace that passes understanding never to depart. The next one is entitled, Christ, the Fountain of All Good. Christ is the fountain of all good. Yes, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. This fountain is an endless supply and with God's elect forever remains. This everlasting water we drink of each day to replenish our souls along the pilgrim way. Christ, the fountain of all good, forever did provide a shelter from the storm, and in the cleft of this rock we hide. Our thirst he will ever quench when we are oh so dry. With this everlasting stream of water he always does supply. Well, the next one is called the blank slate theory. Back from my old psychology days, the old social work days. The blank slate theory is a great big lie which denies original sin. Man has never had a blank slate. He was a sinner born and conceived in sin. Adam brought the curse of sin upon all mankind. The blank slate theory is a theory of the blind leading the blind. When one denies the fall and the curse that we are dead in our trespasses and sin, then it automatically follows that there's no need to be born again. But Christ came against the blank slate theory when he said to the weak and weary, "Come unto me, all that ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." No man is born into this world with a blank slate. We are all full of sin, full of rage and hate. And unless we are born again, we will remain in the state. Okay, the next one is entitled, "Have Mercy on Me, O God, My Savior." I'm looking here to see. I like to keep these brief. I don't want to go over time. So this will be the last one this morning. I know people are busy and have a lot of things to do. This one is called, "Have Mercy on Me, O God, My Savior." We should be crying out to God daily for mercy and grace, realizing we are living amongst those that are full of rage and hate. What evil abounds in the souls of men, we cry out for mercy and grace for God to protect us from all of this sin. "Have mercy on me, O God, my Savior," should be our daily cry. Let not the evil one overtake one such as I. Daily mercy and grace God's children need each day until the evil one is taken out of the way. Well, I hope that this has been edifying, and it's always a blessing to share with those who are in Christ. I hope you all have a blessed day, and I pray that God would extend to you his mercy and grace this morning. God bless.